SBS Radio.
Isang proyekto na nagpapanumbalik ng nawala o nanganganib na mga katutubong wika gamit ang 3D animation ay nakatanggap ng malaking tulong. Ito ay isang pakipagtulungan na kinabibilangan ng Monash Indigenous Studies Center at mga grupo ng komunidad katutubo. Sa pinagsamang ulat ni Greg Diet at Stephanie Corsetti na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang mapagkawang gawa na grant na nagpagana sa isang proyekto na gumagamit ng mga 3D animation na layuning maibalik ang mga nawawalang katutubong wika upang palawakin ang trabaho nito. Kasabay nito, ang mga elder ng mga taong Yanyuwa ng Northern Territory ay binigyan ng Monash County Lines Archive ng isang bagong katutubong pangalan, ang Wununga Awara, Animating Indigenous Knowledge. Ang ibig sabihin ng Wununga Awara ay isang malakas at malusog at mahalagang lugar. Naaangkop, sabi ng Deputy Director ng Monash Indigenous Studies Center sa Melbourne, Associate Professor John Bradley, na nagsabing mahalaga ang trabaho nito.
If Australia's indigenous languages were an old growth forest, the ecology is in a really, really bad way, and we're really thankful for the gifts, the philanthropic gift we've been given to keep this going. And I know that there are many indigenous people out there that we're working with that are really thankful for the funding to be able to work on their languages.
Sa panahon ng paninirahan ng mga Europeo noong 1788, higit sa 250 katutubong wika, kabilang ang 800 iba't ibang dialect ang ginagamit sa Australia. Ngunit ngayon, sinabi ng Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies na tanging 13 traditional na katutubong wika ang nakuha ng mga bata. Ang Monash Indigenous Studies Center ay nakikipagtulungan sa mga komunidad upang makagawa ng mga awitin at mga kwento na tumutulong upang mapanatili ang mga wika na nasa panganib na nawawala. Sinabi ni Associate Professor Bradley na mga animation ay nilikha para sa iba't ibang kultura at henerasyon upang makapagbahagi ng katutubong kaalaman.
We respond to requests from Indigenous communities to assist in animating songs, stories, or things that they want to be animated. It's basically working with living languages, languages that might be threatened, endangered languages, or even languages sometimes that haven't been spoken for 18 or 90 years, and people want to resurrect and animate their refound language. And so look, it's as broad as whatever Indigenous people come to us to talk about in regards to language and how they would like to see their language represented in terms of the visuals that we can put with it.
Ipinaliwanag ng co-host ng The Point sa NITV, John Paul Janke, kung bakit napakahalaga ng pagpapanatili at pagbuhay sa mga katutubong wika.
Languages are the gift from our ancestors in the way that we, for generations, have transmitted knowledge, transmitted law, transmitted culture. Without the language, we don't have the identity of who we are. If we don't have the language, we lose the link to country. If we don't have the country, we lose the link of who we are as the Indigenous peoples of this country. So language is vital, the revitalisation of languages and the reclaiming of languages that were taken or were extinguished is vital in maintaining our cultural link to our country.
Sinabi naman ng babaeng Wiradjuri Whale One at abogado Tila Reed, ang pagpapanumbalik at pagpapanatili ng mga katutubong wika ay labis na mahalaga, hindi lamang sa mga Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, ngunit sa ibang bahagi ng Australia din. Sinabi niya na napakahusay na makita ang kanyang lokal na mataas na paaralan sa Gilgandra sa gitnang kanluran ng New South Wales na nag-aalok ng Wiradjuri bilang isang opsyon para sa mga mag-aaral na kinakailangan mag-aral ng isang wika maliban sa Ingles.
When I was in high school at Gilgandra High, we had the option to learn French, and I just didn't understand why we would have that option at the time. And now I go back, and an additional option to that is Wiradjuri, and the kids are now learning that, and it's just amazing to see. They're giving welcomes to country in Wiradjuri, and not only Aboriginal kids have the option to learn it, but did non-Aboriginal kids also have the option.
Sinabi ni Associate Professor Bradley na sa pamagitan ng pag-akit sa lahat ng edad, ang mga animation ay idinisenyo upang itaguyod ang komunikasyon at ang paglipat ng kaalaman mula sa mga matatanda.
Intercultural communication can take place, but also cross-generational transfer of knowledge can take place between elders, middle-aged people, and young people. So our aim is to create a product that is broad and that can be used for any number of purposes depending on what the community wants. Given that the IP of everything that we create goes back to the owning community. So we create the animations for them, but in the end, whatever we do goes back to the community and it's actually theirs.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.